The Florida men's golf fall season has concluded with a disappointing campaign that saw the Gators drop out of the top 25. Florida ended the 2013-2014 season with high hopes, but failed to finish higher than third in any of their fall events. Junior J.D. Tomlinson has emerged as one of the team's leaders, but despite success in his previous two seasons, the Gainesville native is not satisfied with the way his junior year has started. The former SEC Freshman of the Year says the Gators have struggled in all facets of the game.
I think we played pretty poor, to be honest. I think our team didn't play well at all, and that the positive is that it can't get any worse. So our spring should be a lot better than our fall.
With plenty of talent on paper, the Gators have shown flashes of potential numerous times, but a lack of team consistency has kept the Gators off the top of the leaderboard. At the Invitational at the Ocean Course in Kiawah Island, South Carolina, in the last week of October, no Gator golfer finished a round under par. Tomlinson says that shooting par or below must become a regular occurrence.
You can play some really good rounds and then some really bad ones, but to be a really good team, you got to have the same scores over and over, and then your good rounds are better than your regular ones, but you can't be having the high rounds, because if you have two of those out of your five, then you're taking a really high score that day, which is what leads to bad finishes. You just need the consistency.
Although the year got off to a rough start, an abundance of youth promises an improvement in overall performance as players gain experience. Victor Tarnstrom is one of four freshmen on the team and has competed in every event this season. Hailing from Nykvarn, Sweden, Tarnstrom says the adjustment to the college game and the United States has been difficult.
It's just big to come from Sweden to start here. And for me, I mean, as JD said, we played pretty good this semester. And for me, it's like, just getting to a new country is pretty hard to get things, like, perfect.
The spring season will tee off after a 13-week layoff the first week of February in Pontevedra. For the Gators, the focus will be on personal improvement moving forward. With a strong spring, Tarnstrom says the goals for the season are still within reach.
I want to be the best in our team, and I want to win an NCAA tournament, and I want to feel that I have done a great job here during the first year, so just learning a lot of new things and feeling that I have much to improve.
The team will play in six tournaments before the SEC Championship in Georgia at the end of April. The Gators are aiming for their second SEC title in 4 years, and after a shaky start, UF hopes the only place to go is up. For ESPN 850 WRUF, I'm Joel Sebastianelli.